Hey, welcome to Beef Boys. Here's our new Screamo band. So not Screamo, our new hardcore song. James and Doplex are going to sing it. It's about lowering the age of consent.
Take it away.
All right. Let me contact my inner file.
Okay, go ahead.
Like a seance. Everybody hold hands. We're going to light the candles.
Let me contact my 14-year-old sexuality.
Are you here, Jared?
All right.
Are you with us now?
Subway.
Let me go to the rhyme zone.
This is Subway like a Pokemon says its name.
I don't know why I can't. Kids! When they look like they have 20-year-old tits!
Yeah, okay, that's a good bar. We're off to a good start. Doplex, auto-tune, sing it.
Damn, girl! You're just 14.
I wanna win away to China! Because I want!
Tell us about Imar Chong and how you used to talk to him every day.
None of this is factual.
Laid in bed, kicking your feet in the air, talking to girls.
Yeah, we'd be on the phone for hours.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
That was a very entertaining day on Twitter when they realized you could report him to the Malaysian government.
Yeah.
You know, he's like a right-wing grifter, so he was coming out super in favor of Israel, but Malaysia's a Islamic-like country. So
is that what it is?
Is it really? I thought they were Chinese.
That was a joke. I played it a little too straight. I don't think that Chinese is a religion.
It's a religion. I like
converting to Chinese,
and you become Chinese if you do it. I mean, that works for like Judaism. You're a Jew if you are
Judaism. Yeah. Why'd you say that like Shrek?
That's my accent.
Yeah, no, but you said it on Shrek would say.
I've converted to Judaism.
I'm converted to Judaism. Damn, Shrek.
Judaism.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Can I have your foreskin, Shrek? Damn, Shrek.
I genuinely can't. Praise like, that's just how we say it.
I know, but it's just the fucking, I don't know what you call that. There was like an apostrophe in there.
How do you
fucking
say
it? It's like when Doplex says burger. Like there was an extra little like.
Yeah.
There's
a little bit of
this
swag put
Wait,
on that.
Say burger.
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 Wait, no, you say.
Damn, girl.
You say the J word.
Judaism. J word. Judaism.
Judge Judaism.
That's
Judaism.
Well, anyway, apparently Malaysia doesn't recognize Israel as a state, so that's funny.
That's
so,
kind of yeah, basic.
Would you say they call it is fake?
Hold on, we should probably round out this suit. So the whole story is Doplex was followed by Emails Chong.
Best friends with Emails Chong.
He became a grifter when he was just like a gaming journalist or whatever.
Yeah, it was mostly because of Doplex's staunch support for Israel, like even before, you know, October 7th and everything.
I heard the term alt-right pipeline. Yeah, and I was really into plumbing at the time. Like, yo, pipelines is cool.
Ian, tell me more.
Ian, fire up those engines.
Ian,
we have to cut that. Have you guys seen that videos on what should fuck? Yeah, what? What's up?
You teased an EDM story before we went live, and I want to hear the story.
So, okay, so here's the thing, right? You know, Sabrina and I have been together a long time. She has the music she likes. I have the music I like. She's into EDM music. I'm not, and that's fine. You know, we make it work. But she asked me if we can go to this EDM show. It was pretty much a fucking rave, and I was like, all right, fine. We get there, you know, we got like balcony seats, it's cool, and I'm so glad we did, because that was like my one
like
stipulation.
Fucking
I was like,
wait,
I don't want to be
raving on a balcony is the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard in my
life,
bro.
I like to imagine you're just like Abe Lincoln up in the fucking like up in the sides watching
like
down
this?
Yes,
yeah, looking at the fucking lights.
Some dude walks up behind you with like a fire or like a firecracker.
Yeah.
Bang.
Ah, my ear. Yeah.
That's why he went deaf.
Owie.
Yeah,
that was
so much like when we went to go see The Midnight, which is a completely different genre, you know, that like, but still a lot of funny shit happened. It was at the same place. But the one thing that literally, because everybody else is so invested into this kind of music that like it's hard for them to see the goofiness behind a lot of the shit, you know. It's like a DJ will be playing music and they'll be like singing along, but there's no lyrics. It's just, you know, it's like they're just like singing along to the fucking sounds.
I don't think I've ever actually seen that. No, what the fuck.
It's really
like
fucking funny.
Scat. They just
they're singing along to their to their lyrics, right? But like, there's no lyrics. It's obviously just sounds. But this like guy that. Comes
to
out.
To be fair, lyrics are also just sounds.
That's fair. That's fair. But they are also lyrics, words, my friend. So this guy comes out and he's got his fucking his girlfriend who's like behind aww. The DJ booth or whatever. And he's like, I wrote this song for my girlfriend. It was literally that. And like, I was the only person who was like fucking laughing my ass off because like just everyone else is like, oh, that's so sweet. But like the idea of like, I wrote this song for my girlfriend and it's just like,
these 808s really made me think of how juicy your titties are.
How fucking fat her pussy is.
That was the show that you needed the guy that wouldn't stop shuffling during the love
yeah.
song.
Yeah,
that, goes that would be the love on. Song to shuffle to.
That's a
exact. Honestly, there was a lot of that, but it made more sense.
Oh, of course.
Though.
What if there yeah. was one yeah. like the other way around? So there was a guy who should have been dancing at.
That was Doplex.
Yeah, I guess it was. Yeah, there was a guy hardcore dancing at this EDM show. He looked like a fucking idiot.
Just throw him down.
Throwing people off the balcony.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so while we were up on the balcony seats, this guy comes up and sits next to us, right? He's like, he's kind of like an older guy. And I was in such a bad mood because like, I fuck it, dude. I was not having a good time. Like a lot of the music sucked so hard.
Dude, I know exactly what you're talking about. I went to a 21 Pilots yeah. concert with Courtney many God. Years ago, and that's about 2 hours of some of the most annoying
yeah.
people and music. Yeah. It's like 14 year old
sometimes
women
I close my eyes and right. I think, why was I yeah. born? Why?
Why?
That's 21 Pilots.
Imagine that for 5.5 hours. Oh, that's
it was
how
a
long
5.5 hour long EDM show.
It was marathon. It was 6 hours, but we left
how
early.
How did your brain not turn to fucking goo?
It did.
Even as someone well, like if I went to like a Dance Gavin dance show featuring like Metallica and Van Halen, I wouldn't want to be there for 6 hours.
Yeah, it's too long. I mean, it's way too long.
That's way too long.
I'm noticing a recurring theme between both Doplex and Andrew's stories, which is that neither of you were on hard drugs. I yeah. think that's the important ingredient to true. Take to like an EDM
I agree.
Festival.
I don't know I if like, I would yeah. want to be on like EDM, sure. I don't want to be on hard drugs surrounded by 14 year old.
Yeah, because you can't control yourself.
Exactly, you know, like you're just like a fox in a chicken coop, boys. You know what I mean?
It's, I can't.
You get in there and it's
off kilter around.
It's too crazy.
Your tongue falls out of your mouth. And you're just like, you go beast mode. So fucking, this guy comes up and he sits. And the whole time we were there, people were like offering us drugs. And it was like, okay. it was a whole thing, you know, which was cool. You know, it's like,
I wouldn't trust random drugs in a club.
No,
yeah.
Not at all. Not at all. But I think they could tell I wasn't having a good time.
There's evidence against the statement you just made. Kudos.
Not from random people.
Right. Fair. Okay, fair.
That's fair.
Fair.
So there was like this guy that came up and sat next to us. He was like this bald dude. And like he was so fucking high. I don't know what he was high on, but he was like ridiculously high where he kept talking to us. And like I was getting like visibly annoyed with him, right? Because it was like,
yeah.
I want to sit there, I want to do my time, and I want to leave, right? But like, this guy's coming up
to me. Jail.
I literally was. So like, he's talking to us, and he's like speaking nonsense, right? And like, you know, Sabrina, she's a nice chick, so she's like, you know, trying to ow. Humor him, I guess. But like, he kept getting so close to us, and I was like, dude, I was like so fed up. I'm like, I swear to God, if this guy like touches us in any way, like I'm gonna like lose
he's
it.
He's
right?
going over the balcony.
Yeah, he's going right over.
Yeah, he literally is. Yeah, I'm gonna ape link in his ass and fucking.
Well,
yeah, no, that was a whole thing, and then it was an awful night. It sucked. But
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's it. That was.
Is she
funny.
Gonna take you to a Gregorian chanting show in return?
We can only hope.
In recompense. Yeah.
Are you gonna take her to a concert that you love that you know she would hate? What would that be? Out of curiosity,
I don't know.
Is there a music
genre
you love that Sabrina is just like, this fucking sucks. This is garbage. This is garbage.
That boy online. Take her to his concert.
Real online.
That'd be
boy.
Funny.
I pissed Track on off. My balls.
Andrew Taint funny arrest. Andrew?
Oh, I don't know if you guys Taint? Saw that. It legitimately...
I did.
It's a
I
very brief thing, it. But apparently Andrew Taint got arrested again because... what's that dipshit streamer's name? Aiden Ross?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He read on stream the text from Andrew Tate that they were, like, planning to leave Romania. And so the Romani police were like, well, we'll just go get him. And he got arrested. Yeah. So that's all I wanted to say. Just a nice update so awesome. On some of the dumbest people to exist on the internet currently. It's just nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to see repercussions like that happen to truly stupid people.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is like how, I don't know what the text message actually said, but it'd be so funny if it was like, Aiden, I'm escaping Romania. Whatever you do, don't read this out on stream. Aiden almost seems like the kind of guy who would read with his fingers.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And very slowly.
Aiden,
please.
He keeps touching the screen and swiping it.
Oops, sorry. No, go back.
He says his own name wrong. Like, he can't read
Aiden.
It.
Aiden.
What does that mean?
What is that? I've never heard.
Who's
that?
Who
am I adding?
Am I doing math?
Andrew, I can't do math.
Can you help me read this text?
Uncle Tate.
What if Aiden Ross was in it at Iron Lung?
Remember that bit.
What if Andrew Tate caught polio and isn't vaccinated, so he got put in an iron lung? Do you reckon he would literally maintain any of his following, or do you reckon everyone would give up?
I don't think you can be a top G in the Iron Lung. I don't know if that works out.
Yeah.
Like, people won't be able to make weird, sort of homoerotic edits of you walking around looking badass, like smoking cigars. Yeah. If you're in
Yeah, because people can't see your physique behind an iron lung.
Yeah, you just
paints it on top.
Tin can.
He just draws a six pack on the iron lung.
What if the same? What if he gets polio and he has to get iron lunged, but he spends all his millions of dollars on figuring out how to create a Darth Vader suit that's like a mobile iron lung.
A mobile iron lung? Yeah. I think he could keep top G status.
And he would level up. He'd become a super G. President of a nation or something.
He'd be top H.
Iron Ross.
Hey guys, it's me. I'm an iron lung.
That's the conclusion of our bit. Aiden Ross in an iron lung. And
what if Aiden Ross had one of those holes in his throat?
If Aiden Ross had a smoker's hole. First of all, does America have anti-smoking ads?
I've never had one of those smoker's lungs.
No.
Yeah, I've never had one. What's it like?
I've never had one. Do you guys have because we have shitloads of ads, especially in New Zealand, because they're trying to make smoking like not a thing.
We got the truth.org now.
I forgot the truth.org thing was for smoking, because it sounds like it would be some like conspiracy thing about Jews or something.
Look it up! Look it up! truth.org! Look it up!
And it's just, smoking's bad. I remember like going to Warped Tour, and they always had fucking like they had booths for Truth
John
Wilk and booths for condoms. And I remember like fucking you would go through like this maze. It was like a Trojan. So it was like a big maze, like and it was supposed to be like you're inside of the pussy.
Dicks
and
then, like, were popping out at you, and then, hitting you.
Yeah,
in the
and
head.
Then you cut this big fucking globs of cum, and you come out the other side, and they give you condoms. So it was pretty epic.
I'm in the Warped Tour Trojan maze, balls deep.
I never saw that at Warped Tour. What the fuck?
You never saw the fucking.
You went on like the carnival rides and shit. I just watched all the shows and stuff. I never did the weird sideshow shit.
Yeah, it was usually like before the bands would start playing, they would have like all the fucking booths. And for some reason, it was always like, why smoking is bad and make sure to have safe sex. Like, that was always
I wonder what happens at Warped Tour.
I wasn't
smoke condoms.
Did you guys have a funny version of your national anthem that people would sing if they were like goofing off? Because we had one and we'd always get in trouble for singing it, but it would just, I don't know how it spread, but like everyone in the country knew like
how'd
the silly version of it.
The silly version.
Well, it's you know, like the fucking like,
okay guys, let's do a silly version now.
Sorry, let's do a silly one.
New Zealand.
It was like the you know the fucking Batman smells.
It was like that.
It was like, oh, if you wanted to sing the dumb version, if you were like the class clown, it was goofing off. Was there a funny version of the Pledge of Allegiance then that people would do?
I pledge allegiance to my ass.
Me and my friends would like meme on it, but there wasn't like a nationwide.
A universal. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Do you guys pledge allegiance to New Zealand every morning at like 8 o'clock on the dot?
No, because it's weird.
I love this country.
And also our school doesn't start till 9.
Damn.
That blew me away realizing that American school starts at fucking 8. And so,
well,
it still goes to
high school started at like 7:30, I think.
Jesus. Yeah, dude. I was getting to school.
It's crazy.
When does it finish? Like 2, 3 still?
Yeah, high school is 215 for me. Or
something. Yeah. I think mine was normally okay, three. Yeah.
Like, it's crazy when I think about it. Like, even middle school. Like, I remember, like, going to my buddy Tyshawn's house, and we'd fucking play Halo at, like, 3 a.m. before school.
Dude, yeah. And, like, I used to catch a ride with someone when I was in 6th and 7th grade, and I would show up to school at, like, 6:30 a.m. and just hang.
That was the best.
At the school until class started. It was kind of nice because I got a lot of homework done then.
Yeah.
I could just like.
Well, we did that too. So we'd do it
got a lot of debauchery done.
We did the same thing. Except we'd meet at each other's places at like 8 a.m. because school didn't start till 9. So
that's
we could
crazy.
Just like wake up at a normal time and chill at a normal time. And then school finished.
Yeah,
at
you
3.
Could like. You could go have like a whole breakfast at a diner with your boys or something.
Yeah. Wait, kudos. Did like your school system, did they give you guys breakfast?
No.
They didn't? Oh, okay.
They didn't even get lunch.
They actually took food out of their stomachs when they got there.
They use a big vacuum
just
cleaner.
Just a big vacuum.
Like the fucking thing from Teletubbies. Just, yeah, everyone brings their own lunch. There's like cafeterias or... Yeah. Because I was in a rural school, we had this weird shit where like we didn't have a cafeteria, but you could put money in an envelope and write to like... What, right to one of the like restaurants. There was like three places in town that did like fish and chips or whatever. And you literally they give you a menu and you'd be like you put your name on it and it would be like yeah pretty much but Dimmer does please one fries one cheeseburger.
Wait, who would
and
pick then, it up?
You got it, kid.
And then you'd put it in a box by the office, the school office, and then some year seven or eight kids. Yeah, it was so when you're an intermediate or middle school. And you know when you're at that age where you're like, oh, I'm getting responsibilities now, I'm 10, I'm like doing shit. Those kids would you would go get the stuff out of the box and then you'd walk up the street because it was a country town, so it was like two streets. You'd like walk up, deliver the letters to each place, and then at lunchtime it would all get delivered, and those same kids would then stand in this little like room with like a hole in the wall that would then like
they
just stick
their penis through it.
Yeah, and you got to suck it.
You
got to suck, drink all the cum.
And sometimes the teachers don't talk about that.
There was honestly nothing more crushing than like your mum gave you money and like stuff to buy, like, you know, some chips and like a burger or something, and you forgot to put it in the thing in the morning, but you forget. So you're waiting. Right. I've done that once or twice where you're like waiting for them to call out your name. It got to the last person and you're like, is mine there? And they'll be like, no, it's not. And you check your bag and it's been your bag the whole time. You just have and you also spend the whole day getting excited for like fast food. So you're just like,
the feeling of no lunch.
Worst.
Brutal.
The feeling of no lunch in high school is like the most tragic thing that can
it's
happen.
It's pretty awful.
You.
Yeah. I do like that system though. That's kind of cool. Just like put
it
in a little donation box and then.
We would do that like once a month or something where it would be like someone's parent would volunteer to like go to Chick-fil-A for everybody and they'd put like a giant catering order in and they'd like
I don't think we ever got that. We got some dog shit.
The school systems in California.
The public school I went to. Do you remember those like Bosco sticks?
The school systems
things?
In California, it was. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Those are like,
the pancake thing?
It's like, it's the little cheese sticks. It's just bread and like mozzarella in the middle, but it's not a mozzarella stick. It's specifically
it's
something else. And it's very bland tasting.
It's a third thing.
It's a third bonus thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of awful and it's kind of amazing. It's more awful than amazing.
Right. And it's funny because like as adults, like I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but I find myself craving a lot of school food that like I haven't eaten in fucking...
I tried Roll-Ups recently. They
right
suck.
Now or I'm going to kill somebody.
True move.
Roll-Ups have not aged
pockets.
Well at all. They suck.
Yeah.
What's Roll-Up?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
wait, do you guys
like meat and cheese rolled together?
No, like it's like the fruity. Maybe they. I swear you guys have them. It's like
fruit roll-ups?
It's like
fruit roll-up?
It's pretty much fruit roll up. It's just candy, pretty much.
Yeah,
like,
I like
it's just like plasticky fucking strips and whatever
those
shit.
Lit.
But, they were lit when I was a kid, and I tried it recently, and it just gets stuck in your teeth, and it just tastes weird. It tastes like waxy, kind of. I'm not about it.
No, my high school cafeteria kind of slapped. Doplex and Andrew, because for. Like, if I ever forgot my lunch, I could just, like, go up and get hot lunch and then just, like, tell them put it on my, like, student ID tab and then I would, like, have to pay it.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you guys had the fucking, the social credit score.
Yeah, we would get, we'd get, like, interest rates and shit.
You had to, like, punch in your little PIN number or, like, show them
teach
something.
Me about
my parents didn't make enough money, so we got the, basically food stamps where they were just like, oh, yeah, no, this guy
that
gets
is pretty much
free
what it
lunch
was.
Because... that he's poor.
Yeah. You probably could have got breakfast too.
I don't think we did breakfast until much, much later.
Wait, you do breakfast at school?
If you were part of a certain program where it was like they feel that you, to no like fault of your parents, just economically, like you're not going to be able to get a nutritious breakfast, like you can come and it wasn't free, but it was like 75 cents for like a bagel, a milk, and like some cheese or some shit.
They used to do that. I think it was also for like some of the sports teams and people that got in like super early or something like that. They would have lunch option or a breakfast option.
Yeah, and the breakfast, it was like super basic shit. It was like one of those little like cereal boxes and like a little carton of milk.
I feel like we might have had something like that, maybe. I vaguely remember there being some kind of breakfast thing if you like wanted to come in real early.
Yeah.
You ever see someone get denied lunch? That shit always made me angry.
Get denied?
It's just, sorry, boy, you're not eating today.
You don't have enough money, or like you don't. It's just like, dude.
Yeah,
what?
Social credit score is too low.
It always made me wanna fight the lunch ladies, big fat dumb
fight
bitches.
The
like, because I don't know about you guys, but the lunch ladies were always like 500 pounds. Dry, you know, like
all my lunch ladies were beautiful, sweet women. No, they were very fat, but they were nice and
don't get me wrong, I knew some very nice lunch ladies, but some of them were very mean. And when they were mean to people because they couldn't afford lunch, I was like, man, I hope you get hit by a semi.
We didn't have a cafeteria like you guys did, where it's like everyone lines up and everyone gets food. We just had like it was just a shop on campus essentially, but like because people brought their own food, but if you bought money, like you could like get it from the thing. And that's when I learned that was when I learned about the 2008 economic crisis, because when I started high school in 2007, you could buy a hot dog for $1.50, and it was like
you started high school in 2007.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Every time Kudos mentions a specific date about his school, James is like, huh.
No, thanks. Dude, don't fix me to do start high school to make me feel better. You also said
2007.
Dude, you guys graduated before I started. That's insane.
That's nutty. That's crazy.
It's cool. Yeah. Anyway, I'm dying.
Anyway, 2008 economic crisis.
Yeah, well, so when I said you, like a hot dog at my school was $1.50, and they weren't like little fucking, like it was like a New Zealand doesn't know what how hot dogs work, I guess. So it was like this fucking giant hot dog.
What is this thing?
They were giant, and the buns were fucking massive, and they had cheese on it and shit. They were genuinely really good hot dogs. And they were $1.50 when I started high school, and when I left high school, they were like $3.50.
$4.
But usually you could rock up with a You can rock up with a $5 bill. You get that. You could get like a fucking custard slice or something, or like a Lamington, or just like a sweet, and then like a drink. You get all this shit for $5, and by the end of it, you literally got, you get one hot dog and like maybe a small drink. That was it. It sucks.
Yeah. Can you imagine? You never really think about that, but you feel the fucking stings of the economy in school. Like you gotta fucking learn that shit if you want to eat. You know what I mean?
I mean, it did teach me.
What do you mean these hot dogs are $3.50?
Because it did.
Dude, imagine kids right now with how fucking expensive groceries are.
Oh yeah, I'd be curious to see if, because the hot dog, that's like the, you know, the Big Mac index. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, it's like how they compare inflation rates across countries, is like the movement of the price of the Big Mac.
Like McDonald's is so consistent, like everywhere. It's like a good comparison point. I want the hot dog was our Big Mac index. I'd be curious. I should probably go and hang out with
the hot dog index.
I should probably message some 13-year-olds at my old school and ask them what they
yeah, you know, you should. Hey, can you guys send me a picture of your hot dogs?
I'm really curious.
Can you send me a big, fat, juicy hot dog picture? And also how much
I want to see if your hot dog looks like my hot dog.
My hot dog back in high school looked like this.
Send a picture of your cock.
I was laughing with Finn Ryan the other day. You know that Friends and Dragons game that we were playing for a minute? That was really fun. But I joined the Discord because that was like where people were like talking about it, obviously. But three times now, I've gotten random friend requests on Discord from people from that server who don't know. Like, at first I was like, oh, maybe they like recognize me from YouTube. No, they just DM you out of nowhere, and they just ask if you want an art commission, which is like, that's a really weird grift to do, because it's a Discord server for a mobile game, and they're just like picking random people on the side.
I've been
like,
getting people. I've been getting people like that from the Jax Films Discord specifically for like a few months.
Oh really?
Must be like a bot thing or something.
Yeah,
right? Like
it's probably a bot thing.
Yeah,
but it was just fun. But I was joking. My friend Ryan has to just send back a picture of my fucking cock just absolutely choked, like fucking turning black and blue, and be like, "Radio mate, how much would it cost you to render up this bad boy? What's the commission rate on one of these?"
Yeah.
Just it's like fucking turned purple.
I want a nice 3x5 oil painting. I'm putting it up on top of my living room, above the mantle. It's gonna look great.
It looks like shit too. Like exposed. It's not a good photo. It's like angling off to the side.
Yeah, you get one of those. You get one of those ones from Reddit where some guy posts a picture of his dick and he's like, "Is this normal?" And it looks like a turtle like coming out of a gigantic scab.
Looks like
scale.
A rat got ran over by a car. You're like, oh,
yeah. I'm eternally grateful for having a regular dick,
dude. Me too. My shit's kind of pretty.
When you see the,
I'd be staring
at it. Mine's got a good angularity to it.
Yeah, exactly.
When you see how sheen. Fucked up some dicks can be, you're like, oh yeah.
Okay, wait.
Yeah,
I have a question because I've
yes. Quest away, brother.
No judgment.
Go ahead.
It's about to be a lot of judgment.
There, no, there 100% is, but I won't tell you for which side of the penis you fall on will get you judged.
Okay.
Is the mushroom, like, is the head of your wiener bigger than the shaft, like at its widest point? Or does
mine's kind
of, does your shaft
similar
go up and it like just angles out into like it just gets smaller and narrower
like
the
point?
Entire way up, dude.
Well, is
mine
it like,
has like
anatomically
it has
speaking,
like a little
how
bit
penises
of a
are?
Bigger bit, like it, but it's not like
yeah
of,
yeah,
yeah
not
yeah,
like
you
giant.
Know the, those ones in
it isn't
porn.
Wider than it
yeah
than
like
it's
some
wide
guys
point.
In porn you'll see them like grab like a pencil shaft and then it's got like a cue ball just on top of it. Yeah. Like, yo,
and you
want to
like you
want to
like peel it off.
Yeah,
no, but
it's like when you see
we,
a microwave with the fucking like the plastic shit over the numbers that they've forgotten like pull off or whatever. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You just want to fucking rip that off like a yoga
so
bottle.
We're all like slightly wider, gang.
Yeah,
it tapers off it tapers off
yeah.
very reasonably.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would describe it as a reasonable taper.
Dude, I've seen so many penises.
All right, let's move on.
I've seen so many penises on Reddit just like randomly against my will that are like.
Well, you should should unsubscribe from r/penis, you fucking idiot. Yeah.
Well, you told me to because there's funny looking
what's
wieners
new
on
here.
No, I told you to go to Monster Cox. That's completely different.
Well, that's probably where
James
I see
sitting
it.
There with his morning coffee, just looking at r/penis.
Deformed Monster Cox.
No,
you
but see, there's your
look,
homepage
I,
by
they, they go, they're ones that like they start the biggest at the bottom and then just go up and literally just get smaller and pointier all the way to the top.
Yeah, there's some that look like little daggers. Mine doesn't look like that.
It's so weird.
Mine looks like it's got a regular.
Shout out anybody with dagger dick. I don't mean to put you down, but
I feel like we've all got just the bog standard. Like if you imagine like a dildo, like if you were gonna, which is you know, a dildo
exactly.
is kind of like that's the perfect dick, right? Because they get to craft that themselves. They can make anything they want.
They craft it
not
for
to toot
female
my own
pleasure.
Horn, but I think exactly. I have the perfect penis.
I got a dildo cock.
But
I don't want to brag.
It looks like
nothing.
That. It looks like if you imagine just a cool, chill dildo.
Cool,
yeah.
chill.
That's
dildo.
How I describe my
chill, though, if you will.
Nice cool, and cool, yeah. chill.
Especially how purple they
good
are.
Good vibes.
What if we did? Okay, here. How about this? Beef Boys. You know that? You guys, I think you know about this topic. You might have brought it up the cloner Willy thing when you worked at a sex
oh,
store.
Yeah, yeah.
What if we do that, but we all line up in order from smallest to biggest dicks because it would work
have to
in the
guess
reverse? No, and then we all do the like while it's hot, we do it really fast. Like we all like put it on our dicks and quickly pass it to the next guy, and we all do it one
and
after
then,
the other. And then we have
the perfect cock.
We have the amalgamation of all of our cocks.
Well,
and we sell that.
No, yeah, that was one of our ideas.
That's a good idea.
Like a couple years ago, where we said we should do like. Everyone gets a slice, so it's like someone gets the base, someone gets the shaft,
yeah.
Someone gets the like the rim, and someone gets the mushroom. Or
who has the nicest ball?
Or what we could do, is we could all get a clone of Willy. We all do it, and then we take our mold and we quarter it, so that we fucking like put the four quarters together, and then that's the mold.
It's like three,
like vertically, like string
it's
cheese.
Like Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, we quarter it vertical wise.
There's like three that are
well, that
there's three like
my
kind of
would be
six
so much
inches
higher than everybody else's.
No, yours is like hanging back.
Overlap.
It's like a fucking iron sight. So it's just like a groove.
No, mine is for the clit. It like comes up and out. It's so long that it
again like the fucking string cheese you pull off. It's just like. Flopping around.
You know what I never see people talk about? Like, you know, there's all this talk about inclusivity, which is great. Yes. But can I just say, the first time I saw an uncircumcised dildo at the sex store I worked at, I was like, hey, It's pretty cool.
Shut up, you liberal freak.
Fucking liberal uncircumcised. Cool.
Finally,
piece
dildos
of
with
shit.
Foreskin.
How do you uncircumcise a dildo? There's just like extra rubber that goes
well,
up and down.
Well, you have to put. I mean, the thing
brother,
is, a regular
that shit's
dildo.
Malleable.
But like malleable. A regular dildo could technically be uncircumcised because it could just be it in its pulled back, unsheathed state.
No.
Yeah,
you're talking about
you don't see the extra flaps hanging
right.
on the shaft.
The yeah, I mean they have cocks. Yeah, they have dildos that are like so fucking. I mean, granted, I haven't worked at the sex store in years, but when I worked there,
I've been out of the game cool for a minute. But they keep trying to pull me back.
Just when I thought
but
I was
I,
out,
I do remember
they pull me
they
back
pull
in.
Me
back.
Come out
they
with
pull my foreskin back in. Yeah.
That's dope. Like seeing the foreskin dildos, like I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back.
We're
in
so back.
I do remember like just being like, man, this is getting crazy because now we have like fucking dildos. You squeeze the balls and the cock comes. It's like, man, like how much further can we get from this? Yeah, just like a real dick. You squeeze the balls and it comes like instantly.
It's just like 2 minutes.
You have to refill it with a mixture.
Yeah,
you know what? I was fucking around on Instagram. Hey, life update. I've gotten into Instagram Reels, which is devastating. God. Mostly
we've
for food, just because I've trained the algorithm just teach that's me cool fair. Recipes. So I've just been like saving recipes and stuff, which has actually been pretty. I've made a few already. It's been fun.
That's what I have.
Soon
I
you're going to be
too as
you
well.
Showed us your KFC sliders.
I deleted Twitter from my phone though. That's my trade off. Is Instagram Attaboy. Reels is kind of AIDS, but I've found some funny stuff every once in a while. I send
funny
stuff to you guys when I find some good ones. My favorite one.
I wish I need to. I might train my TikTok to be weird, broken people like that, or like weird,
like the fucking
people.
The guy we were talking about earlier, fucking real online boy. He has a thread that's literally like his TikTok feed, and it's the greatest fucking.
I think
thing
I've peeped
amazing.
That before.
Oh no, yeah,
there's
I've seen
some
it.
Good
it is very
shit
funny.
In there.
Yeah,
that's. I need to. Nuts, I need dude. To get my algorithm looking like that, but. Anyway,
I don't even have TikTok, but if I did, that's how I'd want it to be.
But an ad came up while I was swiping through that, and I haven't thought about this in years. Do you guys remember those? I think it was called Tabs Chocolate. Maybe we should bleep the name. I don't want to give them free fucking advertising.
Wait,
but it's the chocolate that Tabs supposedly chocolate. Makes you horny. And it was like,
yes,
I think I remember what you're talking about. Yeah.
So I looked into it anyway, because you go in there like, here's some other weird shit I found.
I tested it for 3 months with Emily.
Let's just say I'm still not attracted to women. But I was trying to find it again.
I'm still gay.
I was trying to find it again this morning.
Didn't work.
And if you type Tabs Chocolate, I found like a weird. I almost want to like do a video on this, like on the second channel or something, because it feels like I've stumbled on a weird conspiracy. I found like 40 different Instagram accounts all selling it, and all of them have like 10,000 plus followers. Like I legit couldn't.
I bet it's a pyramid scheme thing.
It's got to be.
I feel like
it's a chocolate pyramid scheme.
Well, because I'm sure they do like a commission, like, oh, use my code, blah, blah, blah. Because some of them, like, there was one where it looked semi-legit. It was just called, like, I don't know, like, Tabs Chocolate or whatever. Like, a really normal-looking username. But then in the bio, it said, like, use code NADE10.
Use code podcast.
Use code NADESHOT10 or something. You know, it's like, this is clearly, like, just some dude who's, like, got a code and he's now trying to, like, secretly. But you'd think that would be, like, hey. Don't impersonate us on social media. Maybe
right,
I don't give a shit. It's really.
I mean,
weird.
It's free advertising.
I looked it up on. I went on Reddit because people on Reddit never lie, and
true.
I just typed like, you know, Tabs Chocolate. Is this real? Does it work? Because they claim there's four different aphrodisiacs in it, and 90% of them were just saying no. It's a placebo. It doesn't fucking work. One or two of them was like, there is this aphrodisiac that like increases blood flow, so you'll just get a boner, but it won't necessarily make you horny. Right. You just have I guess it's like taking Viagra, and that was it. So anyway, that's how Tabs Chocolate works.
Yo, kudos.
We should take some Tabs Chocolate when you guys are here next.
Afro-deezy nuts.
Four boys.
Okay.
Yo.
Cut him.
Yo.
Cut his ass.
Cut that. Come on,
that.
Cut that, please.
Cut that.
I don't
want to. I hope them aliens are real so that I have more things to fuck. Smoking the Qui-Gon Jinn Vietnamese Phillips.
Yo, he's spitting.
That's what I was trying to. I was trying to do spitting. Fucking Dracula Flow earlier when we were talking about the fucking Warped Tour.
For my ass. For my ass.
What do you think Drake meant by that?
Andrew, did we find that in between beef? Have we not hit that yet?
I don't think we've had that on the on beef yet. I think that was a in between sometime.
Fuck everybody go ass. Listen to the Drake song where he just says
fuck my ass
like
multiple
ass.
Times.
Bro,
it's definitely
funny.
Not fuck my ass.
It's not a meme or anything.
It's fuck
real.
My
that's,
ass.
That's Yeah, that's fuck the music my, he really
fuck
wants
my
to
ass.
Make.
Fuck my ass.
I love fuck my ass. So
yo, speaking of fucking my ass, you guys remember Zillow versus Realty? Or no, what was it? Zillow versus Cursed. So I'm going to... All right, so very similar to last time, I'm going to send you guys a cropped image. Now, I want to preface this just because I didn't preface it last time. None of these have been altered in any way. I didn't throw these in Photoshop. I literally saved all these images directly into a folder.
Whatever
so,
you say, dude.
We're going to play a little game called Cursed versus Realty, whatever you want to call it.
The first image.
I'm going to go ahead and send it to chat right now. So if you guys can describe what you see.
So it's there's a nice little taped up picture of Jesus on the cross with a verse.
Or as a centaur.
It could be
or
a centaur.
He's got like a goat body. That, like, his dick is so powerful it's holding up the creature's full body weight.
Yeah like what is that?
It's either...
It looks like it looks like a twisted, like, risen evil corpse woman riding his shit.
With, like, white fur, just, like, holding onto his cock for dear life as he ascends to heaven.
I mean, I would really appreciate it if we didn't talk about our Lord and Savior like that, but also, on, like, a white wall, and then a random, what looks like a filled-in doorway with cinder blocks.
It's a Zelda, like...
That is it.
It's a Zelda like Wii really port. You put a bomb there and it opens a secret cabin.
Yeah.
No you roll into it and it fades away.
Yeah.
Ooh. No Plex.
Yes.
Next time we do this, just because this image specifically gives me AI vibes, what if we added a third genre of is it Zillow cursed or AI generated?
That's a good fucking idea. That's a really fucking good idea.
Wait, I just want to clarify that these aren't edited, but you have cropped them, right?
I have cropped. I cropped them in so that way you don't get the full image. Yeah, so you just kinda, judging off the vibes kind of thing.
Is this only America?
Yes.
If this was allowed to be Mexico, I would say it was Zillow. Because this for some reason gives me...
It does give Mexico vibes.
Something about taped up Jesus on like on like an eggshell beige wall feels
with
like
a fucking
Mexico.
Concrete window.
That feels like Mexico.
As someone who lived in Mexico, I agree.
It feels like the start of Sicario when they go into that house where there's like bodies
It's got all the bodies in the wall.
If it can't be Mexico, then I'll go cursed.
I'm also leaning cursed. I feel like
I'm gonna take
fucked.
Up the Realty one. I'll join that side. Okay.
Well, boys, I have some bad news. That is an actual listing. I've sent the three photos that are in this listing for this house.
Oh my god!
You want to take a look at them,
dude? I like that chair on top of the table.
Why is that chair on top of the table?
As in case you want to get a good look at your living space.
This must have been like a drug den that got foreclosed and is just like being sold as is or some shit.
Yeah, it does look like it would be Asmongold's house.
There's something funny about these houses where you can just tell like even the real estate agent is scared to be there. They're just like, I'm just gonna run in and just like, they're just fucking like Slenderman in the three pages, fucking running around, just like fucking. All right, they don't even turn the lights on. They just sprint in and out.
Yeah, this one I had kind of a hard time finding like a good, because the thing is like you could screenshot and crop any one of these images and like you would still kind of think it's a cursed image because from top to bottom all of this is just fucking awful.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
The cinder block with the Jesus on the wall, like this is a real insight into how depraved some people live.
That last picture though of like the table with the chair on it, like that like hallway behind it, like the fear that corner like instills in me at the end of that hallway, like what it's fucking
you know, the real estate agent was quaking in their boots as well.
The boarded up window really there's some environmental storytelling there as well, right? You're like, okay,
I know.
It's actually a bricked up window.
Well, the bricked up window, you know, like what tried to get in and be like, this place is somewhere so dodgy they'd rather not have any natural light.
Oh, what tried to get out?
Just shut themselves in.
I don't want to deal with crackheads.
Yeah. Imagine the house just smelled so fucking bad that everyone in the neighborhood was just like, brick it up.
We'll pay for someone to
close all the holes.
Just build a big cube around the entire house. It's just one giant
a big Simpsons dome from the movie.
Yeah, it's like fucking Chernobyl.
Speaking of Chernobyl, let's see the next one.
Not much to go off that, here.
No, not, really not, not a lot to go, much off, to go of. Off of. James, kudos. Do you guys want to describe the name of the game? The wondrous image before us? There's a lot to describe here, so take your time.
There's purple bricks. They look like they're possibly grouting in like...
I'd say it's more fuchsia.
Yeah, I guess so. There's like a fuchsia gradient.
Fuchsia, lilac.
But there's a hole banged out on the right side that we can only see the edge of.
You can only assume some big mouse.
Now, I'm feeling cursed image on this, and I don't know if this is metagaming, but it seems like the JPEG quality on it feels crushed enough that this feels like an image that's been shared around a little bit, as opposed to an image that's just been uploaded once to a real TV.
Yeah,
site.
Sorry, dude. Minus one point for metagaming.
Well, stop!
all right, kudos is metagaming. He's going cursed. Yeah. What about the Millers?
Well, I have no points right now, so I'm waiting for Andrew, because if Andrew goes with you, then just for the sake of trying to tie the game, I'm going the other way. But if Andrew goes real, then I'm with you. So it's all up to Andrew.
It's all up to me.
All right. Andrew, what's
so kudos' point about the crushed JPEG is really speaking to me. But it could also just be because Doplex screenshotted and cropped it, so it just looks...
Zoomed in 8,000
fucking percent. Zoomed in out. It's like a 6K image.
Good point.
He zoomed in on one little bit of brick. I'll go realty. I'll go two in a row. Realty.
All right, I'll go cursed.
All right, and James, you're going cursed. All right. Boys... That is a cursed name.
It's yes! Andrew, it's tied one apiece.
Yo, what the fuck?
Is that a real human? That looks like a JK Rowling character that she would call like autism.
That's just Quasimodo.
The idea JK Rowling tries to put a disabled character and she's like, well, I already use racist names for everything else, so this is going to be the character's last name's like S. Burgos or something.
Dude, somebody tweeted at JK Rowling and was like, all my friends make fun of me and say there's no Jews in Hogwarts or some shit. And I'm pretty sure this character doesn't actually exist like anywhere in the books or anything, but I think she just like made it up on the spot to like try and like them. You know, give this kid like a, oh no, there's a Jew at Hogwarts. So but she replies and it's like she thinks she's being like, oh no, we include you, buddy, and it's just like Robbie Goldstein.
No, it was Anthony Goldstein. It was literally
the
Goldstein
name she picked.
Yes, there's a there is a Jewish kid. He's in Ravenclaw. His name is Shekels Dreidel.
Shekels McMoney.
I saw somebody reply to it too, and they were like, one of the main black guys, one of the only black guys in the entire series, his last name is Shacklebolt.
No way.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Shacklebolt. What?
And his first name's Kingsley, which is like a very like British black person.
The one Asian Asian character being Cho Chang is like
Chang.
All right, man.
Are there any Mexican characters in fucking Harry Potter?
Yeah, fucking burrito tortilla.
I was gonna say like it's a fucking
no enchilada.
Speedy Beanez.
Hufflepuff. And there's something funny about the idea that like
Hufflepuff,
you know,
got hella cholos in it. You just don't see it in the movie.
There's something funny about like JK, you know, she's from England, so like she probably doesn't quite know like there's certain words that I've only learned are racist towards Mexicans since knowing you guys and don't support me. So it'd be funny if she was like, oh, that's just what you use to describe them.
Fajito. I thought that was a perfectly good name.
It's two of my favorite things.
Oh, fuck.
Man. So it's one apiece now, right?
Yeah, we're all at one.
Yeah, see. Yeah, you guys are all at one. So here's the next one.
I just unlocked my phone and it was zoomed all the way in on that dude's face.
It's pretty horrifying.
You should make that your wallpaper. All right, here's the next image.
The most normal one.
What do you guys think? I'm going cursed off rip. I'm just going to launch into this one. I'm going cursed.
Yeah, I'm going to go cursed too because there's nothing like really wrong.
Yeah, it seems too easy.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to flip now just so there's a bit of variation.
Hey, don't feel obligated.
Yeah, bro, we can all go cursed.
You
got to
go with your gut.
Flip.
Yeah, we're playing for points here. So
I'm playing for vibes.
We're playing for pink slips.
Playing for vibes, okay.
I'm flipping. I feel like this one might be real. I feel like maybe Dopex is hitting us with the sometimes the most obvious answer is the real answer.
True, could be.
Hey,
All right.
Well, maybe I am, move because, that boys, bus. That is a cursed image.
Yes!
Yes!
It's a bat gun!
Yes!
I did not understand this at all. Like, it looks like somebody installed a bathtub in a bedroom.
And then, wait, so this is a cursed image or this is a realty image?
This is a cursed image. But it could be from a realty image, honestly.
It's
by the vibes.
I have a friend who has a carpeted bathroom, which like makes using the toilet always feels
that's
so
disgusting.
That makes me shiver in timber.
Because every time I'm at his place too, we're usually drunk, so I'm like pissing and trying my hardest not to get it anywhere else.
Yeah,
a carpeted bathroom is ridiculous.
Yeah, when Sabrina and I were looking for houses, we found a house that was like really fucking cool. It had like a pool and a jacuzzi, and it was so fucking
carpeted.
Epic.
I remember that house. You showed it to us.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. But the thing that literally turned us off to it. No, that was a different one.
The
Minecraft gamer room.
That shit was awesome.
He could be filming right in front of it right now.
Well, that was the thing we were joking. You found a room that literally was
like
painted
the best green
Minecraft. But yeah, it was like.
Yeah, it was a Minecraft
room. Unironically,
it
would have just been a sick green screen room.
It would have, yeah. Yeah, but that house that we found, like, it was so cool. The only thing that turned us off to it was because it was an old house and the fucking bathroom was carpeted. And that was like, it looked disgusting.
You could just rip that.
You rip the carpet up.
Dude, you could, but like, I wouldn't want to go anywhere near that
really quickly about old houses. Me and my family are moving back to the Northeast finally. Fuck Florida. There's a lot of historical houses in the Northeast, specifically like more rural areas. Like New Jersey's kind of got like every 50 years everything kind of rolls over, but like in Pennsylvania there's a lot of historic houses. And we were looking at this one house that like it just doesn't work like perfectly for like what we're looking for as like a family unit. But it bro, the house was built in fucking 1753.
Let's go.
It's old. Crazy. And it's like really cool and like pretty and shit, but it's older than our nation. Like I thought that blew my mind thinking about it. Like our country is younger than that house.
Yeah,
our country was built around the anchor that home.
Yeah, man, the East Coast, like Virginia, part of like that up to New York and like the Carolinas sort of all have like shit tons of really old colonial buildings and shit. Because
it's crazy.
Current house, my parents' house, the original part of it was built in like 1780, I think. It was one of the few houses that survived the Union burning everything when they came down during the Civil War.
They saw that house like,
not this one. We'll leave that one be.
Keep walking.
Cool guys gonna live that one day.
Yeah,
gonna shoot
real cool
guys
gonna have a cool podcast.
Cool
one day.
Podcast.
We can't burn that down.
And a cool brother
I know
shotgun.
What podcast is.
He's
gonna wake his brother up with a shotgun. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, dude. I remember when I was fucking driving through Pennsylvania. Like that shit was nuts. I've never seen that many abandoned, not just houses, but mansions. Like. Insane historic properties that are just like sitting there to rot. Like it's fucking crazy.
Well, there's certain like parts of Pennsylvania
not surrounded
that,
by anything.
Yeah, there's certain parts of Pennsylvania like Reading that are extremely historic, but it's the same thing. There's in New Jersey, like Plainfield, there's tons of old Victorian and Elizabethan like architecture, but because you're trying to preserve that older architecture, people that don't do a good job of it, like those houses obviously deteriorate much worse and like faster than newer like built shit. Mm. So if you don't take care of it, then it's like, if you do take care of it, it's more expensive than the average market. But if you don't, then it's less expensive than the average market. And then you just need like one generation of people who don't give a fuck, and then it just like destroys the entire town. And then so there's so many like there's this one place in Pennsylvania, Reading, that there's so many houses that we love there, but like if you buy a house there, it's basically like guaranteed to lose value unless like there's a huge cultural shift to like remodel all the homes, which there won't be. So people just like abandon them or like sell them really cheap, and then no one fucking lives in them. But shout out Mexicans. Because
I've been saying
a lot, those areas are getting built back up by
Mexicans,
like Mexicans with like multi generational families will like all move here, and like you know they can't afford to buy. I mean, fucking nobody can afford to buy like multiple houses anymore across like a family. So you know, multi generational living is kind of becoming a thing again. So they'll all like go in on like buying like a fucking like manor like from the 1800s in like Pennsylvania or some shit, and then they'll all live there together because it's like 7,000 square feet. Yeah, and then they'll just, and then because they're Mexican, they know how to do everything, so they'll just like fix it themselves.
Yeah,
so it's kind of dope.
Si se
puede. So shout out the Mexicans.
Here's the next image.
Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen's like face looks like
Spider-Man.
He's not looking too good, man.
He's not looking hot at all. Yeah,
100% real. Realisting, 100%.
Okay. I think it's realisting, right. too.
Yeah, I'm going to go realistic.
Is there something about it? Real? I feel like it's that's right, the weirdest quick. Part it can be.
The lighting, yeah. the lighting of it, and just like the toys and stuff. Like, it just looks like an abandoned house that like squatters lived in and their kids got like pneumonia and died.
Well, Buzz, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yes. Now this, there's, okay, well, first of all, you guys are all correct. This
Let's
is
go.
A realistic, and I'm going to send, okay. there are four images that I want you guys to pick apart for this listing, okay? Because there's a lot to
there
look at.
There are a lot
here.
To
see. So I'm going to send all four images. Yeah, so there you go. There's all four images.
Oh.
So go take a look at
that,
these.
Dude, that hallway is straight up the shit from Resident Evil 7, that house you go into.
Straight up, yeah. Yeah.
By order of the City of Little Rock Department
we
of Housing
in Arkansas?
And Neighborhood Programs, this,
no
this building
it's
is
so
unsafe.
Scary. Yeah.
But what made me laugh, so if you guys go to the third image, this is like, I don't know, it's like a carport, or I don't know what you call this, not really a garage, but just like an awning to put your fucking car underneath.
Yeah.
What the fuck is supporting that? Look at these sticks that are
Twigs.
Holding this up. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
You know what's crazy? It looks like it has an opening in the top for like a crawl space or like an attic or something. So it's like you could, what's holding it in the middle for a human being to be able to walk around up there?
To be able to walk up there, yeah.
It feels like when you're playing like a game with like physics, like destruction right. physics, but you don't like break the one specific pole that's like the game's programming
that actually,
is keeping it up.
Yeah.
Which I guess is technically just a really topple. Way of describing load-bearing poles.
Right, yeah.
It's, somehow this magical thing is still alive.
I don't know why you would build something like that in Arkansas. That's Tornado Alley. That shit's going to end up in Kansas.
Do you reckon they were like, do you reckon that's why? They were like, well, there's not much point putting a lot of effort into the carport because it's going to be whisked
right.
away anyway.
It's going to get blown off
that's
anyway.
How they build all their houses out that way, too.
Let it fly away.
It looks like a house that was built in like the bottom half didn't buffer in, like it didn't load
still,
in, which I think is what Kuda said.
That's actually like, you know the story of like the stork and the baby and everything.
Yeah,
that,
I heard
that's,
that.
That's
yeah.
how they get houses in like the in like Tornado Alley.
Drops it off. Yeah,
they make them all. Everybody has a pack to make their houses easy to rip out of the ground, and then you know. You could just be walking by and from 17 miles away, a house comes tumbling, lands right in front of you. You get the land, you get the house.
All of
it's all good.
Yeah. All Midwest houses, they have like a built-in parachute. So when a tornado comes by, they just release it so that they...
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun. I can't lie. You just get upped. You're just flying through there
like
with a random kid.
Yeah,
instead of there being like a bunkie in the ground... You get into, there's like one central room in the house that's just like a metal box that like everyone clams into, and then that gets whisked away, but it's like one cohesive unit, so it can't be torn apart, and then that just floats away, and you just go wherever it goes and start a new life.
Also too, like kind of going with the theme, because last time we did this we had a lot of lidless shit, you know, like James kept saying blank without the lid, like couch without the lid, this
couch
is kind of
the
garage with no bottom,
yeah, garage with no
bottom,
fucking couch with all lid.
Yeah,
legally unsafe to inhabit, which is funny. Like, if you're selling a house, why even include the fucking sticker? Because it's like, well, I can't live here.
Yeah.
Why are you
yeah.
selling it?
Well, I guess the property. But yeah, it's funny that they're unsafe. Like, okay, this place is literally unusable. Anyway, here's what it looks like.
Yeah. You
how
buy
do you
it?
Even do this to a home?
I don't know, dude.
What, how do you? Achieve
I was confused
this?
About that.
Is this just
I feel like you gotta really.
Yeah.
I guess.
Where does
I think it's trap house 10. Vibes.
I'd be curious to see how much of this is the human element. Like, how much of this happened because some guy went through and ripped all the copper wiring out and, like, tore down the walls.
It's like the Tasmanian devil. He's just... How much of it is a guy,
like, playing World of Warcraft all day and throwing all his garbage on the ground and flicking
his
gum
blood
on the wall?
Under the walls.
His gum
blood. It does look a bit like...
How much of it is that?
The big twist here is all of these have been Asmongold houses.
Asmongold houses.
He's just going through and ruining multiple homes.
Wait, so how many do we have left? Because I think we're all tied at three.
I think so. So I'll do two more. And then we'll see if we can fucking even out the standings, and that we can round out the episode with that. Or
no, we want to uneven the standings. Someone's got to win.
Oh right, yeah, that's what I mean.
Winner
yeah.
gets first Thank peg you. On Doplex's ass on next beef trip.
Yo,
there you go.
Yo,
that sounds like a good bet.
Not to say all everybody else doesn't get a turn. But you get first.
Yeah, you get
yeah,
first.
You don't
dibs.
Have to go last in the train. Which is, yeah, no one wants to go last in the train.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, no one wants to fuck the mayor.
Speak for yourself. That shit extra good.
You know there's at least one freaky guy at the gangbang who wants to go last.
That was
oh, hell
last.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the next image.
Not let to go off here. Very dark, grainy
it's
picture.
It's so
of
dark. Yeah, this is really scary.
It is very dark.
Was that a Smeg brand?
A Smeg brand? Oh, that fucking thing on the bottom?
No, just the oven.
It does kind of look like that.
Classic Smeg oven. I'm going real.
See, now we can't apply the same logic of low quality equals cursed in this one because the image is so poorly lit that if this was taken with a phone, phones are just like notoriously bad at mm-hmm. taking dark pictures, right. So it could just be that,
especially at night.
I'm gonna go realty, yeah.
I'm going with that
because there's a.
I'm feeling cursed too.
I'm going with realty because of the bag, that like plastic bag up there. It looks like maybe someone had something
That's
recently.
Looks like there's bananas in it.
It does look like there's bananas in it. That or like
bananas.
I always get stressed out when people put stuff on top of their oven like that. Like especially I got friends in apartments with like not a lot of kitchen space, so they'll just like put like,
right.
their shopping flammable like on top of it. It's like
fire.
If that just goes on, it's on fire, my man.
Yeah, if your exactly. oven turns itself on, it's over.
Yeah. Well, that has like for the burners on top, because we got gas burners, so it has the little fucking the little spark that like ignites it. Yeah. I've heard that just go off randomly when we've just been sitting on the
Really?
Lounge.
What the fuck?
Hold on.
That
I
is,
think you might have a ghost.
That's not a normal thing.
Well, you should
maybe
haunted, my guy.
What the fuck?
Your guys love themselves
the thing about those igniters is they are not meant to go off on their own. That's why that's the first setting when you turn it. And
no,
you gotta kind of let it go for a second before it catches
flame. The whole
flame.
Burner doesn't go off. Just the little, you know, because when you push it down, it starts sparking like
even
the pilot.
Still,
yeah, the pilot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it only does one. But you just hear like a, and you're like, oh. Is it the fucking...
That's
the
you
kind of
dude,
freaky.
You gotta go
I feel like
your
you
place.
Might want
to
get that look.
Yeah, that's bad.
You've got an arsonist. A dead arsonist resides in your apartment.
I'm going... I don't think I picked.
Yeah, you and Kudos went cursed.
Well, I'm leaning towards cursed, but let me give it one more cursory glance. Something about the backsplash behind that bag and everything looks like the house is like rotting from mold and mildew. So I'm going to go cursed.
Duplex.
So we got Kudos and James for cursed, Andrew for realty. This, fellas, is a cursed
Fuck
image.
Yes! Oh, man.
So
he really busted out
that
the uneven titty ceiling. How are you going to bust out the titty ceiling on me? That's fucked up.
How fun would that be to like stand really far back and shoot with a BB gun?
Dude, yeah, that'd be
see
so
what spills
nice.
Out.
Dude, the fucking
the recessed lighting.
The recessed lighting.
Yeah, that's
that
the funniest
part. Bending with it is so funny.
I know. It's like the fucking titties got little piercings on it.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. The snake bites.
Is that just?
It's so disturbing.
God, that's so awesome.
I think it's just water.
Yeah, just yeah, that's gonna say. Is that just
really
like water damage?
So.
Water and a really strong, thick kind of paint.
So the room isn't even just like poorly lit. It's just that huge thing is casting
blocking out all of the light.
It's eclipsing the entire kitchen.
That's so funny.
It's like when Gandalf says he's not going to rob Bilbo. He's there to help him. The ceiling just help him. And then I'd be like,
I agree.
Yo, why does he say his own name? This is for James. I don't know if you've watched how recently you've watched Lord of the Rings, but every time he does that,
I haven't since I was in New Jersey.
Bilbo goes like, Bilbo, and then he gives him a hug, and I'm like, Bilbo, why are you saying your own name?
I never heard that as Bilbo.
I've listened to it multiple times to be like, am I fucking stupid? Like, am I just
Bilbo.
Not hearing this? But I swear
never,
he says like,
I thought
Bilbo.
I thought he just goes like, oh.
Well, that's what I thought for a long time too. That's and then funny. I heard, Hold like, on. I swear I heard Bilbo, and I was like, this man's got so
it's
scared
like,
he's saying
it's
his own name.
It's a pimp effect.
Hold on, now I have to watch it.
Trying to help you.
Oh, yeah. Does it not sound like he says Bilbo?
Okay. Bilbo. Okay.
It's a Pokemon.
It does sound like he says Bilbo, but it is 100%. I never heard that before, but I do hear it like Green Needle Brainstorm.
Yeah,
or whatever,
no, exactly.
But he is 100% just going, oh.
Okay, that's what I thought, but like, dude, the past couple of times I've watched it, I cannot
it does sound
hear
like Bilbo,
anything
though.
Except him going Bilbo, and I was like, damn, Gandalf scared the shit out of this dude.
My boy was quivering.
He said his own name. James and Kudos, are you guys tied in injuries in last place? Is that what's happening?
Have you
I think I got
the
I've
first
got
one right, the second one wrong, the third one right, the fourth one wrong.
I got two wrong then. Because remember I got, I zigged when you guys zagged and I got the bathtub one wrong.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
that's a good point.
You're an honest boy. Yeah, no, okay, then I'm in the lead.
All right, let's see if we can dethrone James.
Yeah, we got to
get either you guys can. You guys can three-way it, or I can take the win. Let's see what happens.
All right, here is the final image.
Oh, no.
Is this water?
This is actually Asmongold's room.
I can't tell if this is water or not, or just a dark.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is that like, is it like floating?
I will say it's not water. That is just the carpet in the image.
Real.
Okay.
I feel like I have to go curse. I'm feeling cursed.
Okay. James is going real. Kudos is going cursed. Andrew, where are you going?
I'm going cursed.
I'll go real.
It's way too distorted.
I'll go real. I'm kind of agreeing with that, but I'm going real just for the drama. Even though there's not any.
Two for cursed.
It's far too distorted for... This is the most fucked one. If you zoom in, like, the artifacting is insane.
Boys, that is a real-ass list.
Oh, what?
Damn it, yes! Let's go!
This shit is fucking haunted.
Oh, there's a CRT-TV in it.
Dude, what the fuck?
Dude, this is fucked up.
You guys want to buy this house?
Dude, it's literally boarded up.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait a minute.
Let's
does that mean me and James are tied?
This house at.
And if so...
No.
How about this?
We'll do a bonus.
We'll do,
I thought
we'll
Andrew
do a bonus
was, like, behind,
here.
Behind.
I think I was just one.
Behind.
We'll do a bonus game here. And it's just like, you know, at the end of a
guess
fucking round
city.
Of Mario Party, you get the bonus
stars.
Yeah,
I think we should just, like, guess the city and whoever's closest.
Yeah, guess...
geographic.
Yeah, guess the city in which this house resides.
All right, hold on.
I've always wondered what house is like this, because there's a boarded-up house I've seen in Melbourne that's, like, fucked. Like, it's just... It's weird. It's in, like, a normal-ass, like, neighborhood, but it's just absolutely fucked, overgrown, covered in graffiti, all the windows and shit boarded up. But you just, I would just love to, like, sneak in there at night or something and look around. But
just
also,
see what's going
it'd be
on.
Fucking terrifying.
Michigan.
It is in Michigan. It's in Detroit.
I win. I didn't reverse image search. I looked up real estate one real comp, which is the watermark on the image.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is like Deflategate all over again. I can't believe this shit.
There were no rules set. It was first one to figure out what city it's in.
Yeah, okay.
And I used logic
Michigan is a city.
Michigan is a city.
I thought you said state.
Thank you for playing, boss.
I'm going straight to the Zillow or cursed.
Happy 3-year anniversary to our YouTube channel.
Oh yeah,
is that today?
It's tomorrow.
Oh shit.
Happy 3 years.
But it's like a week ago from when this episode. Or no. I mean, if this episode goes out on time.
I'm not trying to peg you.